We've got some Air Force news. After 10 years of updating its distributed common ground system in traditional blocks, the Air Force says it's time for a new way of doing business. The service says it's fully adopted an agile methodology for the sprawling intelligence system. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
The Air Force version of DCGS, already installed at 27 sites around the world at a cost of about $750 million each, is the service's main system for processing and analyzing the data that comes from manned surveillance aircraft, drones, and other sensors from across the military. But until now, it's been tough to add new capabilities to the system as quickly as they're developed. Generally, they've waited their turn for the next scheduled block upgrade to DCGS while engineers struggle to integrate them with a prime vendor's system designs. Colonel Bruce Lyman, the Chief of Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance for DCGS, says that's changing as the Air Force quickly pivots to an open systems architecture. The Air Force Research Laboratory released an open architecture prototype of DCGS last year. It will be tested at 5 pilot locations this year.
And as we field that in execution, while we're still in combat, while we're still deploying block release, we've announced that we will no longer deploy block release at all. We've completely adopted the agile methodology, and we're driving the new methodology with new technology into the weapon system, which will allow us not only to take new technology and new capability and very quickly drive that to analysts, but to do something else we haven't done before, is do that in parallel, not sequential. So instead of waiting for years and years before everything's done and deploying it, we'll be able to deploy it very quickly after we roll out that agile framework. And that's the power of operationalizing this. Now you'll have in the hands of analysts the ability to allow them to do the tradecraft, which and innovate at the edge using those tools, just like industry does. That's allowing us to innovate at the edge. Now allow thousands of analysts to do that and give them the tools at the edge to analyze and use that data. It'll be extremely powerful in combat.
Last year, DCGS also served as the first test case for an open architecture-oriented rapid acquisition process the Air Force refers to as PlugFest Plus. The plus denotes the fact that besides just showing off what their technologies could do while plugged into government networks, there was the promise to vendors of a contract award within 60 days. In this case, it was for a rapid upgrade to DCGS that automates the task of redacting intelligence information so it can be shared outside of sensitive channels. For the first PlugFest experiment, the Air Force made its award by borrowing processes the Army had already set up, communicating its needs through a consortium of mostly commercial companies that typically don't do business with the government, and using other transaction authority to bypass most of the hurdles that tend to slow IT procurement down during the defense procurement process. Dr. Cameron Gorgonpour is the Director of Transformational Innovation in the Office of the Air Force's Assistant Secretary for Acquisition.
My job is to look across the acquisition enterprise and basically try and beat bureaucracy with a sledgehammer and see what we can shake loose.
Open architecture has been both a buzzword and an objective across DoD for nearly a decade, but has only taken off in pockets. Gorgonpour says that's because it only works when it's paired with a rapid acquisition process, the kind the IT industry uses when it's adding capabilities to, let's say, smartphones.
When the Department of Defense talks about open architectures, obviously we're not actually literally looking for an app store, but we're looking for something similar. But imagine now with the CNN app, it took me 2 years to download it and then probably like another year to 2 years to be authorized to use it. I wouldn't download the app or buy the phone because that's an idiotic business model. But that's essentially what we offer to our program managers when we say, hey, wouldn't you love to go get an open architecture using the standard federal acquisition process, DoD acquisition process? At that point, what's the point? If it takes you 5 years to switch out a capability, you might as well stick with a company that you started with.
Having tested the PlugFest Plus approach once last year using the Army's consortium of non-traditional vendors, the Air Force has launched its own, the System of Systems Security Consortium. Using the combination of OTA authorities and an Air Force-controlled pathway to communicate what it wants to buy, the service thinks it can cut the time it takes to deliver new modular capabilities to its systems to just 3 weeks.
It is literally a one-page online form and like a $500 fee, and you can be a member of the consortium. And once you're a member, you're able to compete freely for government business within these lines. So what you'll see rolling forward over the next few months is a number of projects, hopefully with DCGS and other programs throughout the Air Force, who are interested in evolving into open architectures in an agile way. You'll start to see projects flowing through this consortium.
There are some caveats, though. When Congress first created OTA authority for NASA in 1958, it was meant to be limited to R&D and prototyping work that couldn't be awarded under the traditional procurement system. Today's rules mostly limit OTA to firms that did less than $500,000 in defense business during the prior year.
You can be a member of the consortium, but in order to compete, you either have to put in a one-third cost share or partner with a small business or a non-traditional company. But because the consortium consists of many small companies and non-traditionals, it's actually rather easy to do that partnership. And the partnership with a small business or non-traditional needs to be to a significant extent, and a significant extent isn't defined by law as anything other than the partner has to be contributing a meaningful product or service to the end goal. It's also important to note that business divisions of defense companies, so if you have a larger company with a commercial division and a government division, the commercial division is considered a non-traditional, meaning that if you're a big company, you can have your commercial division partner with your government division, and you don't have to put in the cost share. So it's insanely easy to work through. But in any case, point is that companies of any size and nature, we encourage to join the consortium.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Jared's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.